It's cold in here, I know. It's cold. Wait a minute, there's a bat.
Get away from it. Ah, stop. Ah. Oh, I'm getting out of here.
I told you you should keep your hair shorter. He nearly got caught. Here he comes again. All right. Oh, look at his mitt. I remember this one. Holy jeez. It was in July of 1986. Let me take it out because I think this one will be a good one because,
you know, with Bundy biting the dust, we all speculate. Lock the door, if you would, please, so no one steals the bitch. Yeah, we always wonder how we'd react were we to suffer death. Death by execution. Huh? Suppose we did something wrong. We lost it in the, first-degree murder. Fry 'em. Well, that's what I wondered back in July of 86.
Well, the big moment has finally come. I've exhausted all my appeals, so now it's time to squeal. Yeah, Thurgood Marshall was in my corner, but the rest of them, they threw me to the wolves. I'd like, before they execute me, though, I'd like you to meet some of my cellmates here. This man has been on death row 15 years and is totally out of his gourd.
Habadoo gaga.
I mean, this guy has lost it completely. And, he's wacky. Okay, buddy.
You think that maybe you and I can take a simultaneous constitutional?
We've done a lot of those in this cell, haven't we? Yeah, buddy, that's one thing I have missed is the lid on the toilet seat. But, you know, you get used to it after a while. You don't want to linger too long there. Someone will come up and stand in front of you and get wacky ideas. Oh, geez, this is a moment I've been dreading. Say goodbye to my dog. I've talked about him a lot. You've heard me talk about him a lot. Well, fella, it's almost time for me to take that last walk. That last walk to eternity. And I know you're going to miss me, but, I got to go, so take it. Rub you behind the ears. Here you go. That's a good boy. Yes, I know. Let me say goodbye to my other cellmate. Hey, Brian, it's time. The time has come. They're going to fry me.
I don't care.
We'll go back to sleep then. Your time will come, I'll tell you that. Is it time? For the last meal. And what do you think that last meal is going to be? What do you think I like? Can anybody in the crowd guess what that last meal is going to be that I'm going to have? But I have a dish of tuna fish before they throw the swish. Oh, a little bit of tuna fish would be de-dandy-let. Would you like some tuna fish? You can have some if you wish. Not a bagel or a knish. I will dine on tuna fish. Warden, will you have them make me a bowl of that fish? Tuna fish, tuna fish, tuna fish. Yeah, well, at least I won't have to worry about my breath being bad, huh? Yeah, buddy. And what'll a tuna be like after they throw the switch? It'll be like a tuna melt. Tuna, tuna, tuna fish. I love to eat the tuna fish. Warden, before you throw the switch, can I have some tuna fish? Tuna, tuna, tuna fish. Would be so really dandy. How I love that tuna fish. I gotta have a big old dish. I love tuna. Would you like some tuna fish? I love tuna. Tuna fish is so delish. We love tuna. Everybody tuna. Tuna, tuna. Can I have a dish before the switch? A little dish before the switch. A little dish. All right. Everybody can catch. Tuna, tuna, fish, fish. Tuna, tuna, fish, fish. Tuna, tuna. Tuna, tuna. Thank you very much. It's good to have tuna on my breath when I go to, Judgment Day. As it is, I'm in enough trouble. I don't want them leaning over the desk at me when they read over my sins. I keep them at bay a little bit and maybe just let them through, Smell that breath. Oh, give him his wings and get out of here. I know, I mean it. All this bulk, all these weightlifting years I've done, they're just going to fry my behind. I can't believe it. Oh, here's Father McGillicuddy. That's all right, Father. He'll probably walk up to me and say, my son, have you thought about the error of your ways? Have you thought about smacking your feet? Yeah, right. I thought about it, Father, but I know, kind of late to cram for finals, don't you think? Just give me a couple of Dominator Biscuits and a genuflect and... You know, what am I going to do? Let's
Be realistic about this, huh? Gotta be realistic about it. Don't worry about it. Shed no tears for me. Weep not for me. All right, oh, good. Here's the warden. Here's the warden. It looks like we are just seconds away from Fryville, USA! All right, let's take that long walk. Let's take that long walk. I'm headed for the River Jordan. Don't laugh. I mean, this is a big moment for me. I'm headed, headed down the road. Brian, they're going to fry me.
I don't care.
Well, yeah, man. You're just sore, aren't you? Why he's lying face down. Ah, I got you last night, buddy. Ah. Yeah, we were switching off, and today's your turn. Looks like you lose. Looks like you lose, buddy. You lose. If you snooze, you lose. Yeah. But anyway, oh, God, they're strapping me in now. And, as much as you would expect, it's not really. Do I have to wear the hood? I'd rather not wear the hood, if you don't mind. I'm scared of the dark, you know? I want to see everybody. I want them to see that smile on my face. Yeah, wow, talk about looking like Charlie Chan. You know, they throw this switch, it'll be like the biggest. Oh. Man, oh, man, you want to talk about a face contorted. All right, I guess that time has come. The time has come for eternity. But little will the crowd know that along with my tuna fish for the last meal, I asked for a six-pack of beer. And in the confusion, no one noticed that I drank the whole six-pack without ever making an appearance at the porcelain convenience. Consequently, I will be sitting in that chair with my eyeballs floating. And when I'm doing my gay repartee, my jokes, my waving,
almost high now, Warden.
They won't notice the stream that's falling out of my left pant leg, causing a tremendous puddle. Everybody in the audience will not notice the water as it grows ever widening. I will be known as the biggest mass murderer of all time, and I actually will not have thrown the switch. I will be sitting there as everybody in the water, grounded by my foot, so that when the big moment comes, we're all there together. When I throw that big switch, we all fly! Yeah!
As we rise here, we're all going to heaven together. I hated to leave you, so I'm taking you with me. Probably the biggest crowd ever to make it up to the pearly gates. Anyway, I couldn't leave you all behind, so I wanted to bring you up with me. Our warden, this is a shocker, isn't it, huh? All right, dear. Holy jeez.
Yep, there's the pearly gates now. There he is, the big man.
Hello, Grease Man. Come to me. Your day of reckoning is at hand.
Jeez, talk about melodramatic.
In the words of a famous football player, lighten up, right?
This is no laughing matter, Grease Man. You're not here to impress the maggotry. You're here to impress me.
All right, what do I have to do to get into heaven, Lord? What must I do?
There will be a quiz to get all of you boss jocks in heaven. First, Dave Brown, why do you think you should be admitted into the kingdom of heaven?
And Dave will look at the Lord and say, well, Lord, I work hard, I'm program director, I'm under a lot of strain, I'm always covering for the grease man's stupidity. I mean, if anybody should be allowed in heaven, it should be me. And the Lord will say,
you have a point, Dave. All right, spell dog.
And Dave will say, well, Lord, it's D-O-G. And the Lord will say,
let the doors of the kingdom be open unto him. Step before the desk of judgment, priest. Why dost thou think you should be allowed into heaven?
I not to toot my own horn, Lord, but I mean, if anybody should be allowed into heaven, I should be allowed into heaven because after what I've been through, first of all, Estelle brutally. I mean, Estelle put me through a living hell. Oh. Oh, you remember thinking it. Lord, all, you're omnipresent, right? You saw what she did to me. You still put me through hell. And then all that time I did in Nam, you know, with the bullets flying, you know, I never thought I'd get out of the line. And, I got the shrapnel in my pocket so I can't go through the metal detector at the airport without a body search every time I go. It's terrible, Lord, please. I got tennis elbow from all those rosy sessions. If anyone should be allowed into the kingdom of heaven, it should be I, Nino Grisminelli. Please, Lord, please let me into the kingdom of heaven.
It is true, Grease, you have had a rough life. And maybe that explains why you have lived less than a perfect life. All right, Grease. Spell Albuquerque.
It's the one and only Greaseman Show. Mornings on DC 101.